Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hello, Dr. Ride. I just wanted to give you some great feedback that you're going to be thanking me for years.
Uh-oh, okay. Yay, go for it.
Now, with respect to the contraindications that different types of natural substances can give to the body, vitamin B12 ends up depleting the body's lithium stores. So I would highly recommend that when vitamin B12 injections are administered, I would never, ever, ever recommend cyanocobalamin by any means. I would recommend adenosyl B12, hydroxy B12, or methylcobalamin. But while they're taking that, they've got to take their lithium, low-dose lithium, because lithium is needed for the B12 transport in the body. So if a person is low or given B12 without the lithium, they can wipe out their lithium stores, and then they're going to have a problem.
And as you know, sir, most of us don't have much lithium storage anyway, so that's good information, and that's also why if a person's trying to stay as healthy as they can, as long as they can, that we tell everybody, take your low-dose lithium, and now I'll shut up, and it's your turn again. Thank you.
Oh, no, sir. Doctor, you're the doctor, and you're a fabulous one, and I enjoy watching your videos with Ty Bollinger and the different places that you've been on. Keep it up. In fact, I wish you would start your own Tahoma Dr. Ride's YouTube channel where you start interviewing other people like Dr. Mercola.
There you go.
Around town like Brzezinski and Charlotte Gerst and others. It could be Dr. Ride as the host wearing his colorful pink shirt and purple shirts and teal shirts.
You know what, sir? I got so much going on with the radio show, the new Green Medicine newsletter, and then being asked to share what I know with professionals elsewhere, that's a real good idea, but I don't have time to get to it right now. But thank you for the compliment.
All right. You have a good day on me. No charge.